Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 101, starring Glenn Close. It's 101 Dalmatians of Trusty Hog. I'm Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Bohart.
I don't even hate it. I don't hate it. It's Glenn fucking Close. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 101 of Trusty Hogs.
We're comedians.
We are. We tell you. We shouldn't have to say it, it feels like. But yes, we are. We're going to tell you about our lives. Then we usually have a guest on, and they help us solve our listener problems. Now, look, weirdos, I have a bone to pick with our listeners.
I can't believe you think the hogs are weirdos. I said they are too good to us, and you went weirdos.
Crazy. This is crazy. So, as you may or may not know, on last week's episode, the 100th episode, we made an announcement that we are doing live shows called Trusty Hogs Presents Outside Is Awful. Now, I was about to say to Andrew, oh gosh, how exciting, people have started to buy tickets by now. And Andrew said, by now. You people found the link before we put it out, before we announced it? Andrew, how does that even work? What the hell are you talking about?
So the ticket link was the same ticket link that we used to sell your radio work in progress on Zoom.
Yeah.
And either people have been going back to that page every day, or they've
got
Google alert on for us, or something like
no!
that. God knows what's happened. But they found the link, about 3 days before we even announced the shows.
It's
what?
Incredible. It's
Why?
Incredible
no,
that you found the link.
No, that gave me the creeps. Let me surprise you.
Tell you what you haven't found, the link to my Soho Theatre shows. And that I have been pushing for quite a while. So if you're struggling to find that, it's in my bio.
I'd like to come on Monday. I'm coming on Monday with Ellen.
Oh my God, are you actually?
Yeah,
do you want comps? Yeah. You don't believe in supporting women in comedy?
Not you, no. I am propping you up, baby girl. You're supported. You're leaning on. I'm your third leg.
Okay, Catherine, I do comps once we finish recording this
episode.
Thank
you, Helen.
Thank
Love
you, Catherine.
You.
Andrew Love Singer you. On tour.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't. That's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Oh my God, speaking
indeed.
Of, by the way,
Come on.
I got sent a candle from a listener who has an amazing candle company called Burn Bitch, and the candle is called Tories Can Suck My Wick. It's rose and oud, and they're genuinely the nicest. But more than that, she has these little tin travel ones. They're like little tea lights, but they come in little tiny.
Yes.
Oh my God, they're amazing, and they're called all kinds of things. But yeah, Burn Bitch, check her out. She's a listener, and her products are, the smells are incredible, and they're really good. I would rarely push something, but like, it's genuinely so good.
I would say, with us being, as of recording this, like 90 days away from Christmas, it is time to invest in a nice candle that's in a tin.
It's
not
for
gifts,
stocking.
But just, no, not for gifts, just to take home to the family so you can be in your room and pretend to be a witch to save yourself.
I thought they were really good for traveling. Does that help you in a household where everyone already thinks they're a witch?
That's a good point, actually. I might be bringing the spirits in. But we're not doing family Christmas in Fleet. It's not in Fleet this year.
Where is it?
You should pretend Kingston, to be a scientist. I think.
You could pretend to be a scientist. You could just bring like lots of little admins. Kingston? Why Kingston?
I've got a cousin that lives in Kingston. So we're all going to go stay in like the premier inn there.
Okay. The offer remains. If you choose an Irish Christmas, we're always waiting for you.
I'll always premier in Kingston. Now, yeah. That for me is compared to the Airbnb
option
of last year.
We don't have a buffet breakfast, yeah. To be fair. We don't have a buffet breakfast.
I mean, the
breakfast.
Premier Inn, I don't know if they'll do a Christmas buffet breakfast.
Just a normal breakfast at Christmas.
I yeah, believe. It'll yeah. just be average.
How do you know that?
I had a bit of a Premier Inn phase.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah.
Everything's right. Premier but the price.
Adds up though, it does add up.
Yeah, it really does when you're on tour, bloody hell. Remember that horrendous hotel we stayed in that I brought you on when you were my tour support? We went from like the nicest, so we did, unfortunately we did the nicest hotel and the worst hotel back to back. So we stayed at like the Mercure or something really nice the night before. And then we went to Ibis Citrus or something, or Ibis.
Yeah.
Oh, Ibis. I've stayed in the Citrus Hotel. No, do you mean the one in Cardiff, Citrus?
No. It's the Ibis. It's the cheaper Ibis option.
Yeah, it's below Ibis budget.
Yeah.
Oh, the one without the windows?
Yeah. It was horrendous. I'm so sorry, Andrew.
That's all right. It smelled like weed, banana and soap in one.
Ibis also, Coffins, it's
it
called.
Had to, yeah, because right.
it's... No, it's not.
Sense.
It's not called Ibis Coffins.
It genuinely has like that vibe. It felt like sleeping in a wet room. Does that make sense? Really, really horrid stuff. You haven't
What's
mentioned it. You haven't mentioned it, so I guess I will.
You've been on TV.
Yes!
Okay. I had something to say about hotels, Andrew.
Oh, sorry, go on.
What's the worst hotel you've ever stayed in?
That one. I'm really sorry, Andrew.
Oh, that can't be the worst.
I've stayed in much
That's
worse.
Definitely the worst hotel I've ever stayed in.
Oh, my God.
Plymouth. There's a gig in Plymouth that gives you a B&B. That's awful. And the receptionist kept showing me Facebook videos of him doing his racist puppet act.
Oh, that's bad. No. That's a bad hotel. That's a bad one.
He had a puppet called Winston. He did the voice and some words that he shouldn't have said.
Oh, Winston.
Of course he did the voice, Andrew.
He didn't, Winston
You don't
did.
Need to say that part. We know he did the voice.
No, as in like, he did like a black voice, sorry. I meant, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like explaining how puppets...
Oh, this ventriloquist, he did the voices and everything.
I love it when I'm Andrew, understanding more than Catherine. It makes me feel so good.
It's early in the morning. We don't usually start at 9:30, but we have.
No, this is mad.
I've done a Pilates class already.
You go fuck yourself.
Okay. Oh, I have to save up.
I weed in the shower. We've all had busy days.
Poor Sunil.
He's not there. He's not there at the moment. He's in Ramsgate.
That's hell. Can I tell you? Oh, go
no,
on.
No, I want the worst hotels. There's more.
That was one of the worst experiences. But the actual hotel was fine. But I paid once £30 for a hotel room in King's Cross.
Oh, that's
you've
cheap.
You've said £30 like it's a lot, but it's not.
No, that I'm saying £30 is in like it's worryingly cheap for central
it's so
London.
Cheap.
Have I lost the meaning of words?
It was like a prison cell. It was awful. Everything was dingy and smell. There was definitely stains.
Yeah.
I don't think even I had a mattress. I think it was a futon.
Great.
You could leave though, so ultimately different to a prison cell at least.
True. Very true.
At least
actually, there is a hostel by King's Cross called Clink.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Clink. I think I've stayed at a Clink.
Oh,
that's
there.
What it is. I've done a gig there. But I think I stayed at a Clink in Amsterdam, you know. I think it's a like
I think
a
it's
franchise.
A chain.
Yeah.
I stayed in a hotel in Leicester once and it was like I was doing my work in progress and I was brand new and I had to work in the bakery the next morning at 7:30, but there was no train or bus back after my spot.
Where
so I had to stay overnight Leicester by the hotel and it was like super cheap and I was like, this is worryingly cheap. So it's like one bathroom for the whole corridor.
No.
The room didn't properly lock and I got pink eye. Oh, bit of a fun story.
Were they related?
I bloody think so. I think someone farted on the pillow for banter.
It's so sweet.
Or in my face.
You've said farted to make yourself feel better.
They didn't shit on the... You don't shit on a pillow.
People do.
You shit in a bed, not
People
on a pillow.
Do.
No. There's different places to shit
in. People famously shit on pillowcases.
Who?
I have a story to tell you.
Oh, not Winston Churchill.
I'm not allowed to tell you on air. Winston Churchill keeps coming up so often in my life lately.
Why? Really?
Yeah, well...
As a ghost?
No, I just, obviously he took over from Chamberlain ahead of the Second World War.
Yes.
And I'm studying somebody who lived through that period. and thus met it. So for a TV show that I can't say what it is, but at this point,
everyone's already figured it out.
Knows, if you know what, if you're like on my Instagram, you'd have to be able to surmise which bisexual I'd chosen. Yeah, I went to Pilates this morning. Greatest compliment of my life. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I was just doing my class. I wasn't even like showing off. I was just doing my best in my own little zone. And afterwards, the tallest, bossiest woman from the studio, the best one, the one you want to impress the
Helen
most.
Of the Pilates studio.
Sure, let's say that. The most like beautiful former dancer, I was like,
the Helen of the Pilates studio.
Came over to me, yes, and was like, your body looked incredibly efficient today.
One more time.
Your body looked incredibly efficient today.
Okay, louder.
Your body, I actually might come. Your body looked incredibly efficient today.
What happened to your body when you heard that for the first time?
Well, obviously I melted to a puddle. I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Efficient.
Yeah, I wasn't wasting a moment's energy. I was moving through the movements incredibly efficiently.
Finishing every movement to its last piece.
But stuff like when I was in plank and my ass wasn't in the air. She like said all this. I was like, this is honestly making me... I was like blushing head to toe and I was thrilled. It's the greatest moment of my life.
I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. So,
are you nervous next week that you're going to overhear her saying it to someone else?
Next week? I go 3 times a week.
I try to pretend that doesn't happen. When you go next week.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that you'll hear her saying it to someone else?
Why would you say that to me?
Because I have had a lot of times in my life, you know, when like you walk to a room and someone goes, oh my God, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I love your outfit. And you're like, oh my fucking
yes,
God.
Yes, I've met gay men.
And then the next person walks in and they're like, oh my God, stunning. You need to I'm stunned.
Yeah, that's gay men. I know
it's
them.
It's awful.
I mean, I will say this actually.
And Rosie Jones.
It's Rosie Jones. It's also, can
Rosie's
I say,
the worst
the girls I'm about to move in with, I will say, Annie, you can come down in a ball gown or a dressing gown. If you come down the stairs in that house, everyone's like, oh my God, she's the moment, she's living, she's thriving, she's everything, you're beautiful. And it's actually very, it's really
okay, actually, I do need
confidence.
A bit of that.
Come on over, love, they'll really lay it on thick.
Okay, I need to, because Sunil just grunts or pretends I don't exist.
No, because I have like... 2 straight women and quite a pervy lesbian. So ideal, they're all like, woohoo! Every time I come downstairs, it's amazing.
And please tell me that one day you're just going to come downstairs naked.
Oh, no, but Ellen already does that all the time. They don't like that so much.
Ellen's a naked wanderer.
She's like an always nude. What's
that.
The opposite to, like, a never dressed?
Let's call it a never dressed, never nude. Oh, God,
she's a never dressed. If anything, like, she's got to put some clothes on. It's so
I
sweet.
Think that's me. Sunil's away at the moment and I'm just wandering around
yeah,
naked.
I think
like
it is
this
you.
Morning, I woke up, boiled the kettle, made a coffee.
You've got like, to be. Well, have I taught you nothing? Look at the scars on my legs. You've got to be.
Well, not using a cafetiere, am I? I'm just pouring it into Muggy. And then, like,
mugs
wandered.
Can spill more easily.
Wandered down to the bathroom, like, door open, brushing my teeth. Like,
That is her. I think it's like a toddler-like quality. And also, I think neither of you
it
have
any. It is very toddler-quality.
You both have real body security. Like, you're both, like, not spending
We're
stupid
We're incredibly
energy.
Attractive women.
You are. And tall. Yeah. And you both got boobs.
And we know if anyone comes in, we're big and we can take them.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks she's bigger than she is, but yeah. I mean, why am I talking about
her? Yeah, I could take
Helen. I would say, why am I talking about her so much, but then I realised she's away for a week. She's been gone for a day. And I'm like, hello!
One day she's away?
Yeah.
So far?
So far.
So then she's away for a full week?
Her and Charlie got this gig where they do 10 minutes of material.
Talk to me.
In a Greek holiday destination, and then they get to stay for a week. In the most exquisite, exquisite villa.
For the benefit of the listener, both me and Andrew look angry with our mouths wide open.
I know.
Just check, is this one 10-minute gig?
One 10-minute
Are you
minute
fucking
set?
Joking? What sort of posh bullshit is this?
I know. It's insane. I honestly was furious when they arrived and it wasn't like a ruse to steal their organs. They're actually there. It's beautiful.
So, and they do the gig and they just do 10 minutes. Is it a lineup
and
show?
And then they don't have to stay in like a place with everybody else. They just stay in a villa with the other acts.
Oh, wait a second.
No,
a
no, villa with one of the other acts.
But they like, that's a risk.
It's the act and his family and their kids.
And they're good.
They're good.
Oh, they're good.
Last night they did the quiz. They won. They look like they're having a fucking great time.
Where in Greece?
Zante?
I've been to Zante. I went when I was 18.
It looks so posh. I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, Okay, Zakynthos is an island of two halves.
Let me just show you this. By the way, I know that it's not, I can't show the people at home, but just for your reaction, imagine what you're thinking it would be.
Google posh Zante. That's fucked up.
I know.
Okay, it's lounges looking over an infinity pool that looks straight onto the ocean. And when I say the parasols are clean and white, I say they are clean and white.
Honestly, I was about to be like, the loungers are white. Yeah. They're not even using a cover-up colour.
Like, there hasn't been a woman who's had an accident after having too much lactose at breakfast
on
those.
There aren't eight men's body prints of sweat there.
Okay, sometimes they're women's prints as well.
No, and this I'm is sick a really
of,
big one.
And I'm sick of saying that. Oh, I'm sick of it. Oh my God, I've got so much to tell you. And we've got the guests coming in.
Thank you so much for asking. So the show is called Juice. And it's on BBC iPlayer now.
Andrew, can you edit it so
it's
I ask?
It's by Mawan Rizwan. It's incredible. It stars Russell Tovey as well. The show is stunning, surreal, beautiful. And I just have a tiny part, but I played sunburnt lesbian and no better woman than I. And genuinely, it was one of the best days of work I've ever had. What an absolute privilege to work across from Russell Tovey.
Also, we will put a picture up of Catherine in her makeup on our Instagram main feed.
Oh my God, the sunburn was insane.
We have to, because I got sent a picture by the makeup artist on it, who I'd worked with previously, being like, guess who I've got today? And I was like, ah!
When they put it on, I looked in the mirror. I suddenly was like, ow! Even though it was so believable.
You looked incredible.
Anyway,
I'm so excited to watch it. They did that great thing. I love it when people do this, where they dump every episode on iPlayer in the same moment.
Me too.
And it's all just there.
As a writer, I'd be like furious. You'd be like, oh, decades work. Is it just spaff it all in one evening, is it?
Spaff it all.
But yeah, obviously it's so good as a viewer. And the show's so queer and wonderful. It's so, and there's some little in-jokes.
What episode are you in?
I'm in episode two. Episode two. I think I play Maggie or Hannah. One of the lesbians.
I'd say even if you're listening to this abroad, get a VPN link just so you can see Catherine all burnt up playing a lesbian. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
You know, anyone can do it.
Having troubles in the bedroom. So it's all very...
It's all very on the
it's
nose.
It's all very method, actually.
I don't think we've ever spoken in depth about your bedroom life with Ellen, but I can assume it's fucking hot as shit.
I'm not doing this on the podcast. I'm not doing this on the podcast.
Okay, I'm now turning myself on. Just thinking about it.
You're so into lesbians
but
for wanking,
those scissors
aren't you?
Are going to be sharp as fuck. Like, you're going to be
She's
straight
very energetic.
On the clip. Yeah.
Oh my God, no, I'm not talking about this on the podcast. No, stop. Stop it. What is that? Yeah. Are you sucking a clit?
That's a clit suck.
Andrew, let's move on. What is Helen's talking topic today? Well, you've had a terrible time.
What is Helen's talking topic today? What have we allotted Helen to talking about? I've got a lot of things I'd like to discuss.
I know, and we've been over this. You can only have one. Okay, here's the thing, Helen. You have actually had, for once, I will genuinely say, a sympathy-worthy, genuinely crap 24 hours.
I go through a lot. I go through a lot compared to other people, actually.
That's not quite what I said. But
I've still got thrush cream in my tummy. How do I know that? Because I'm still shitting myself.
Wait, are you?
Yeah, Francis came over yesterday, like as soon as I got back from the airport.
Yeah.
And I was just, every fart I did, Francis was like, that was wet. That was wet. And I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening. So we had to work outside in the rain. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I went through it.
Go on.
Oh, it was awful. I was.
How did that story start with farts? I have a sympathetic story, and
because I've been through a lot, recently. I was gigging in Paris and Harlem this weekend. Yeah, yesterday I had like three big poos by like.
But do you understand what shitting yourself means? Like you weren't like you were making it.
Oh, yeah, the cloth was down.
But you were making it to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was on top of water. Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that before.
I was on top of the water. I was in a place where it was like, go, good to go. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Poop, poop, poop. Hello? Catherine upset. I didn't do anything. Mm-mm. Okay, so this is what's awful. I was doing some international gigs. Shout out to the Hoggies that came to Harlem and to the one in Paris who represented so well in an audience of 14 people. I'm not joking.
People?
I'm not joking. It
pourquoi?
Was so... I went, pourquoi? Pourquoi pas? Je ne comprends pas. C'est impossible.
C'est tragique.
C'est non.
Oui.
C'est pas tragique.
Ouais, c'est tragique.
Non, c'est bon.
Non,
c'est bon. C'est très bien.
But wait, why?
Because the French fucking hate me, which is fine because I fucking hate them. So like, if anything, just like, you know, on the...
What's your beef with the French?
The showcase vibes. The vibes. Vibes bad. Bad vibes.
I'll tell you this. I lived Rude in at Paris Disneyland. For several months and loved it. And then every time I've been back since, in particular...
When did you live in Paris?
During my French degree.
Shut the fuck up. Did you know she lived in Paris?
I did not know this. No.
I know you did a French, but like, I didn't know you lived in Paris.
Yeah. And Nancy for a while. Yeah. I was so poor. It was honestly bleak. Like, that sounds, but like, it was a beautiful city to walk around. I did a lot of walking and a lot of sitting in parks and a lot of like, but it was, I was so lonely. And so poor that it was like actually quite shit. Like, it's one of the most stressful periods of my life, being like, how am I going to pay for everything? Like, how am I literally like, oh, I couldn't really sleep or think about anything else, really. Like, that's all I could think about.
Thinking the other day about like what it was, those years being completely broke, trying to figure out how to live in London. Mm-hmm. And like working on Oxford Street, but then walking back to Brixton because I didn't have the tube money. Yeah. And it's so like, oh my God.
I used to walk back to Wilton Green from Knightsbridge.
But at the time, weren't you like, this is just part of it?
Yeah.
I romanticised it.
Yeah, I definitely have since. But like, yeah, I think for Fern Brady said this, I think, on Twitter, but it's so true. It's just like, for such a long period of my life, I just thought that I was never not going to be depressed.
Yeah.
And then I made over 25 grand in a year and was like, oh, I was poor. It's different. It's different. It's different. It's so fucking hard. I don't know how. I mean, let me not go into a government rant, but like,
no, we should ginger Helen's politics corner.
Well, fine.
They're not nice to us.
But also like,
they're not nice to people. They don't support people and they leave them to die, and it's non-kind.
But also like, it's so incredibly difficult to be poor, especially if you have dependents. This is not our podcast. I'm sorry. This
I feel so bad about this Mexican trip now.
Now? Okay.
Because it's going
to
cost
a
lot in the end, because we're going to go to Mexico City and then Cancun.
Helen, first of all, you don't need to feel bad about your holiday. You work hard. But secondly, I think I do. No, you don't.
I performed to 14 people in Paris. There was one trusty hogs listener in the front who was there for it, wearing a t-shirt saying, I'm only four. And I was like, God bless you, because everyone else, all the French people behind them were just looking at me like, why is the big girl screaming? Oh, the big girl, she keeps saying she's beautiful, but she's not. Oh, the girl on stage, she said her father has never hugged her. I would not hug her. She is disgusting. Oh, mon Dieu, c'est alors.
Where were your
Look
hands?
At the monster, the British monster.
Where were your hands?
I was doing some very classy material.
Were you?
And I'd be like, I'm so beautiful. And they were like, no.
Okay.
No, you it are naked like... in a corridor pissing yourself. It is not funny. It is a medical condition.
It is a medical emergency. You've now, my darling, I'm just going to ask you a little question.
Okay.
You've wiped your nose several times with your hands. Do you need a tissue?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm just tired because of all the flights I had to take.
But that's actually the point of the story. It's not that you performed to 14 people and still have somehow are managing to go on
holiday
in Mexico.
I will say though, what a crowd, what a night. Incredibly humbling and surprisingly very fun.
But what you actually then on the way back was the hell.
So then I was in Harlem and I did my show there, which was really, really nice. And then I went to the airport to get my flighty home. And they were like, I was like there at like 10 a.m.
I've run out of sympathy before you finish the story.
And then
sorry.
They were like, flighty cancelled. So I was on the EasyJet app and I was like, oh, what the fuck do I do now? So I tried to click on the next one. And the next flight was at 9:30 in the evening. So I went through every other flight that was going to like anywhere, like even Bristol. Do you know what I mean?
Even Bristol.
And it was just so mad expensive. I was like, right, you know what? I've got my laptop with me. I've only got carry-on luggage. I've got my charger. I'm just going to do an airport work day. It's going to feel very claustrophobic, but like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Doing that. I get to like an hour before my flight's going to leave in the evening and it says it's been pushed back another hour. So I was like, okay, cool. So we're going to get up to the 12-hour mark, but it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And then they cancel it, like, just before we should start boarding. They just cancel it. And I was like, those fuckers knew before it landed in the UK from the previous journey that they didn't have enough staff. They cancelled it, and the only option was to either pay €1,000 to get to Bristol.
Fuck that.
And then it's like, well, what do I do? I'm just there in the middle of the night. Or wait for the next day and have to leave the airport and go to a different city to stay in a hotel. And I will say this, I was so lucky that I was on the app at the moment when it came up saying flight's been cancelled, do you need a hotel for the night?
Yeah.
That I pressed yes on it. But there were so many people when I came out who didn't even get given that option. And the people at the gate were just like, yeah, you just need to find a 3-star hotel, 3-star or less, and go stay there and charge it back to us. And it's like, how come they don't have that money in their account right now? What are you going to do with them?
Wow, so Helen's just like walking by families with kids being like, poor them, and then heading on the bus to your hotel.
Look, the message of the story is, do not fly, walk. Shall we bring on our guest?
Please, everyone, please, welcome to the show,
Sharon and Jamie!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hi. As you may or may not know, we are doing a live comedy show, a lineup show. It's called Trusty Hogs Presents Outside is Awful. It's on the 31st of October. A Tuesday is Halloween, so why not come along, join us? And you can get tickets where, Andrew? It's a Zoom gig.
You can go to our link tree or go to ticketsource.co.uk/kerfuffle.
We got bloody well celebrities on there. Come on! Sharon, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We've just realised that we've synced. We're both of our periods.
I'm in a room with two women bleeding out their cunts and I feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God. It sounds so aggressive when you say, I like the idea of a flow.
Yeah, I think flow's a nicer word than
bleeding from their cunts.
Bleeding from your cunts. It sounds like we're going into war.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. I just can't trust you.
Oh my God.
God knows what you're going to do. You could get angry at any second. You could cry
at
any
moment. Asking for rights and shit.
Yeah,
like,
you have to talk into that. You have to. I'm so sorry.
You've got to lean all the way in.
But this is the thing. I tell her that and she's going to get angry now. This is classic Sharon. She's on her period.
You know
me. And the next thing I know, both of you, hands down the knickers, drawing war stripes on.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow, that went...
I feel like I learned a lot about you.
They are so fast. Yeah, me too. Yeah. It was very exposing. Was. You were just saying that you have a period cold.
I do. Ugh. I know. It's not contagious. So every month, I don't know why, I think it's my immune system or something, but literally the first day I'm like, okay, I'm out. Like, my voice goes.
Really?
It's so bizarre. I can't explain it. Every month.
I hate to say it, and I really, really hate to say it because I hate what it says about gender, but... The thing for me that goes is my spatial awareness, and I don't have much to begin with.
Really?
I have been driving, like the 3 days before my period, I was driving and I was like, I've forgotten how to drive. Like,
no.
I'm like incompetent on the road. And it was just...
How does that work? Yeah, I've never heard that.
I'll tell you
what
it is. My mom has the exact same thing. I'm way more likely to fall over, bang into things on the way to... like around my period, even before I drove, like I would always end up with bruises around my period because I used to work at where in a cinema and the register was at like my hippies. The register was at my hip level and I used to have just so many bruises across my stomach. And, yeah.
That is so bizarre. I've never
no
heard
spatial
anything
awareness
like
on my
that.
Period. It's awful.
Why do we get all the shit bits?
I'm worried that, and I believe you.
No, you don't.
I believe women. I do.
No, you don't.
Famously, Sharon, I believe women.
No, you don't.
I'm worried that now we've said that.
Mm.
People are going to be like to their partners or like any other women in their life, be like, well, you women can't drive, can they?
Oh, on the period. No, hold the phone. First of all, not all women, it's just me and my mom and maybe other women, but like I'm sure men also
so
have like hormonal
Irish women
cycles.
Shouldn't drive.
They do.
All Irish
men also
women.
Have hormonal cycles, so this is true for them too.
Men get their periods,
but
too.
Also, I'm talking like minor differences where I was worried about it, but like. and I was therefore more careful, but I really had to be alert because I was like, where the fuck
one is second, were you both, genuine out of curiosity, were you both doing a bit there when you said men get their cycles?
They do no, get men their get period. Hormonal cycles. Are you kidding me?
They just don't ovulate and bleed.
That's exactly. There's a time of month where they get weird, and when you know a man, like my brothers, I know exactly the date they get fucking weird.
It's not the same as like, obviously, no. ovulating, but they have, but hormones move in cycles.
Andrew, are you on your hormonal cycle?
I don't know. I've never paid attention too much to my body or emotions.
Do you ever have a week where you just desperate for a period for chocolate?
That's most days. Yeah,
elegant for chocolate. I see them take down a Tony's Chocolate Only big bar without even chewing it.
Oh, nice. I respect you so fair much news. For that. Okay, shout
out. I've never noticed a male period.
No, it's look not a male period.
Okay. I know they're not bleeding out of their dick. I'm not a moron.
It's just a period of time where they get extra, you know, sensitive or not to you know.
Basically, what we're describing you know is that I mean? Men have emotions too, and it, I'm sure, affects other
but
things.
But they're so far down.
I don't know. I think I'm quite emotionally repressed.
Really?
Yeah, you do. You definitely take yourself away like a dying dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder about both of you, but I think comedy has made me more emotionally repressed.
Hello.
Because I think it's a defense thing where you're giving so much of your life on stage that I'm like more self-protective. And so it's come like I've just like put up a little bit few more walls, which I notice. And I know that because I'm dating an emotionally articulate lesbian.
God, power to you. I don't know how you're doing.
Oh my God.
It's a full-time job.
She tricked me with her short hair. She tricked me.
You think, don't you?
I was like, okay.
Okay, little pixie cut. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have conversations.
We're not going to have to talk about my feelings.
It's more of a mullet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm happy to string a pixie
cut. Bless you with your pixie cut.
My little vintage idea of lesbians.
No, it's definitely like, where's your truck
back in the day? Sorry, we're 2023. Lesbians have mullets now.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm new to this gay shit.
And they're somehow in there.
Wait, how new to this gay shit?
Like, I only came out the other fucking day.
What?
I didn't know you were. Are you bi? Are you gay?
I'm gay. No one ever.
Shut the fuck up!
Helen, have you ever seen Jerry do comedy?
One time, years ago.
It's gay as hell.
You say my comedy is gay as hell.
Yeah.
I'm putting that on everything from
now
on.
Yeah, it's gay as hell.
Sharon and Joey, gay as hell comedy.
Yeah. Wait, how gay as hell?
I just talk a little bit about it.
Fucking yeah.
You talk about coming out in a very religious context. I think that is gay as hell.
It is so gay.
So when did you come out? How old are you and when did you come out?
I'm 25 now. Aww. I came out when I was, I hate it. I hate being 25. Why? Oh, please don't get me started. It's awful. I think people look through like their 20s through like rose tinted glasses.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
really it's the worst fucking
thing.
I feel like I'm being gassed. Everyone's like, this is the best time of your life.
No,
you're gonna have a great time.
It's almost exactly the same as being a teenager, except you have to pay for the food.
Yes.
Which is
the only thing that is true
up.
Is it does get better. It's always
genuinely.
You've gone through the worst.
I can't wait for my 30s. I am counting down the days.
They are fundamentally
better. I've got to say from 27 felt good for me.
Yeah?
For me it was definitely 29, 30. That was like partly because of the brain for myself, I was like, oh, I'm 30, I need to get certain things together, and
right.
then did. But also, like, you just it just takes ages to like make
what
money.
What age were you when you color coordinated your birds?
So you're 25 and
25. For the benefit of the listener,
I thought that was a valid question.
But that felt like a getting together moment. Like,
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I've done that since I was like a kid. I used to
Then you've had your shit together.
I used to lend my brother and sister my books and like write it in the library system so I'd know which ones they had. What do you like? I kept a list of people who used to dog ear my books and therefore they wouldn't be lent to again.
It's a perfect podcast to snort on to not have
any. Sorry, I should
like, I was a busy
that.
Child. You know what I mean? Like,
I love that for
I came
you.
Out like, okay, so there are things to do. Are we starting with a list?
Oh,
how we
I wish like that? I was like that.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
That's
if I ever borrow a book
together.
From you, just that, like, if me and Sharon wanted to borrow something.
I would just it? Gift it to you. For you, I would just, but Sharon could give it back, I'm sure. Look at her white top with those stains.
Oh my God. It's early. It's the morning.
I've got one ketchup stain on
Give me
this.
An hour.
I've got one ketchup stain. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, that doesn't even count.
And also, me and Andrew spoke
ketchup
about this.
That's what I said. Sleeve stains don't count.
Sleeve stains don't count. Also,
Sharon, you're out.
This ketchup stain, Sharon.
It's kind of aesthetic.
Thank you. It's 5 days old. And I'll tell you what I made the mistake of. I made the mistake of having
not
a sausage sandwich
it.
With ketchup and not a bacon sandwich
oh,
with
yeah,
ketchup on
up.
The go.
You fucked up.
The sausages don't get any... So the top of the sausage gets
no
purchase on the ketchup and it slides straight off, whereas bacon, there's grooves.
there's friction there. Wow, that was very scientific.
Do you eat meat?
A pat on the back. I do, regrettably. Okay. I know.
No, that's all right. You've only just come out.
I know. Sorry, give me some time. Yeah, I'll speak up for a month. You've got to give me that, right?
Wait, so you came out when?
When I was 23. So I've had 2 years, but I feel like the pandemic, I don't know. It took that... Those early stages.
So many people came out and then were kept in.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It does feel like punitive. It's like someone's gone, no.
Let's try that again.
Oh my God,
later.
Congratulations. Thank you. That's nice. Have you had a girlfriend since you've come out? Oh my God, that's so exciting.
How does that feel? I've never had a partner.
Genuinely.
Good
on you.
Thank you.
Stay that way.
Thank you.
Stress-free life.
It's not really a choice at the moment, but yeah.
Look, you're gorgeous and funny and sexy.
I know. Yeah. But too much of anything.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you guys are sort of like, you know. And you date men?
Yeah, see, that's men.
Boys.
They don't like that. They don't like funny, sexy, independent women.
What?
Oh, sorry. Is that...
No, I think that's probably fair.
Is that me being sexist?
Don't worry.
No, I know it.
Okay. I don't. Yeah. Right. I can do everything myself.
But don't just think it's just you under the firing line here, because Sharon has some things to learn. For example, let's talk about the nails, Sharon.
Oh, no.
Are you going to do Lesbian 101?
Are you wearing acrylic?
Do you know what? This is for me, right? You know when like you're like, you go out and you're like, I'm not going to go on the pool tonight, so I'm not going to shave, I'm not going to wax. You're going to wear the ugliest underwear.
Yeah.
That's me with the nails. So I'm like, I'm not going to pool.
They are repellent,
I would say. I know. This is like, of course people are not going to hit on me because it's like...
Yeah. You could tell me you were gay till the cows came home. I'd be like, okay, well, your hands say otherwise, my friend.
Just for the benefit of the listener, Sharon has long nails.
I do.
Long acrylic nails.
Shame on me. They were for holiday, to be fair, and I wasn't trying to pull on holiday.
Okay, because you don't like sex in the sun.
I do. Oh God, I do.
What's wrong with you?
I'm like on a hiatus. I've had a couple dates recently.
Okay.
And I think I'm just over dating.
Fine. It sounds awful.
Right?
And you can also just use the pad of the finger, surely.
Does that work? No, because...
I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask, but like...
Why? You wipe all the time.
You're right. Just use the pad of the finger. So you put this on your clit. Like the bottom of your... Like the nails don't get involved.
But it's easy to do on yourself because you can...
Yeah, harder to get around that angle from somebody else.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect. No one wins dressage on their first horse, you know?
Get that tattooed somewhere.
A classic phrase.
Helen Bell.
No one does. Of course not. Okay, well, this is amazing because we get problems in from our listeners. A lot of the problems are queer, let's be honest. So it's good to know your credentials.
Wait, but don't you want to ask any more lesbian questions to, like, the old lesbian?
Young lesbian, tall lesbian. No, that's not fair. Old lesbians are...
She's been around the block, Sharon. Oh, Sharon, she's fingered in a lot of continents.
I have been out for 16 years.
Yeah.
How is it? Does it get better?
I thought you were going to say 16 winters.
That is some gay shit.
I've been lesbianing for 16 winters.
Oh, I've been through 16 cuffing seasons in my life.
And then Catholic girls' school before that. There's a lot of history there.
That is gay. You had no... There was no choice there. Genuinely.
It's true.
All girls.
When you said, does it get better, do you find it bad?
Not bad, no. Not bad, actually. I'm loving it. I don't know, in terms of like... I don't know. Maybe in general, I'm struggling with my identity at the moment. Just in general, like trying to find yourself, all that shit. Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, adding gay to that. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
Can I say something as a 32-year-old? You'll find an identity and then you'll change.
Damn.
You change. As you get older, you mature and you change, and there's no, like, this is me.
Yeah.
Because every time I'm like, oh, this is my thing, this is like... What I do is to hang out with, like, you evolve and so there's no point trying to find it. In the same way, there's no point being like, this is what I want to do with my life, because what you want to do might change. I genuinely thought I would want to be on the road touring my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I do like touring, but next year I'm like, I'm not going to do a new show. I'm going to focus on scripted stuff and spend time with my family and, like, friends down in London. So, like, I totally get that need to be like, this is me, this is my thing, and this is what I do. But, like, allow space for that to move around, because there's so many parts of the world you could live in, so many places you could travel, you could be speaking a different language in 2 years' time. Don't try and figure out something.
Okay, we don't all have your linguistic skills, so maybe not that one. But what I will say is this: I just thought an interesting word that you used was add in gay, and it's like, I think there's an interesting thing. When I came out and around the same time, I got quite sick with OCD, and I felt like
I was like, there were too many things that were dramatic
That's
about
exactly
me.
What it feels
but
like.
But the thing is, it's not active. You haven't added in Damn. Gay. You haven't been like, let me just make this more complicated for the people who are finding me difficult. You're just, it sounds like you Existing. Are finding your identity. You're just being, like, you are gay. You didn't add it in.
Right. Yeah. And I need to, yeah, sometimes I need to remind myself
You know,
that.
Like, none of it's your... And those are good things to be, but also, like, if anyone's making you feel like those are, like, burdens, that feels like that's an external imposition, oh not God. A truth.
And yes, you're no longer welcome this. In straight bars. And, you
oh
know,
my God, yeah.
That's
and,
just part of it. You oh. can't come to Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Sorry, Shit. Sorry. I know Pizza Hut's a gay space.
The salad bar.
gay male space. Gay male space.
That's on me. I don't know why I said it. I meant to say ZZ's and I panicked. And that is on me. Okay. Sorry, Andrew. I know you're a Pizza Hut.
Thank you. Yeah. I've had 22 Pizza Hut buffets in the last year. Thank you.
Holy shit.
We also used to work at Pizza
Jesus.
Hut.
Jesus.
Please be supportive.
It's £13 unlimited pizza, ice cream, and drinks. There we go. Thank you.
I haven't been in a minute. You've wow, actually done actually, something. Yeah. Wow. Are you sponsored by them? Is that
Would you be wow, get deal?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I'd be there in a minute.
Nothing makes you feel like a mature adult woman than taking another up. Adult woman to a buffet, being like, "It's only £13." Well
also,
done, Andrew.
I know I'm straight, and I shouldn't give any advice because I've never had a partner, and I'm also not gay. But word on the street is. You don't have to date. You just go to a rock climbing gym. That's what
is that,
told.
Is no that joke. Where all the lesbians hide?
Yeah, they're like chalking
they're
up their fingers.
Holy shit. Your local sports yeah. teams they're in. They're a player all
but they're
oh,
all,
see, I'm
they're
not
all
a sporty
all
person.
No, no, no.
That makes
you can,
sense.
There's part of rock climbing where one of the person is a base and you just stand there with a rope.
That sounds very sexual. That yeah. sounds like it can lead to something
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a base.
And it's just a wall covered in lesbians at different
That's going my dating
different
profile.
I don't think any advice from Helen. But wait, you just this. Said that you were having an issue with identity. We'd assumed that it was queer. Is that what you meant?
Maybe. Just in general, just... Oh, so, it sounds so cliche, but like figuring yourself out, man. Mm. Just that whole like, who am I? What do I want to do? Where do I want to be? Like,
yeah. Where am I?
Yeah. Where am I?
I know London. The answer to that one. You go to a big tourist map okay. and on it says you are here.
Oh my God.
Little arrow.
Yeah.
You just have all the answers.
We actually have a very relevant listener email.
Oh my God, should I throw it in? Before we do that, what yes. kind of advice giver are you?
Oh, I like to shoot straight from
right.
the hip.
Right. Okay, that's what Amazing. We like to
Some
hear.
Things just need to be said.
Oh my God, fantastic.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Good
that
luck to
real. Look, I'm not a
but
bitch,
with love,
right, energy.
With love and with empathy. I'm a Sagittarius.
This is
going to
be
say?
A...
Okay, all right. I don't know
my
what it means,
for
but
everything.
I know our listeners know, so go on.
Just for context, away, I just did Control F lesbian in our inbox. And,
how many? 7,000.
Over 100.
Oh, yes. I love Woo-hoo! Your audience. I love
your
audience.
I love you.
Brilliant. I'm so excited.
Go on.
This is from B.
Hi, B.
Hi, B.
Hello, everyone. Long time listener and looking forward to seeing Helen and Catherine soon live.
Yay!
I don't know if it's a problem or a question per se, but more of a quandary.
Oh, here we go.
I am 90% sure I am gay. Bracket she, her, attracted to other women. Ooh. I find some men attractive, but cannot imagine sleeping with them or having a relationship.
Oh.
Whereas I know I have a much stronger pull of sexual and physical attraction towards women and can imagine being with one for my future. However, I've never dated anyone, slept with anyone, and I'm in my very early 20s. My university experience was dominated by illness, and so I've never had a comfortable space just to explore. Yeah. I'm only just beginning to get to know my body again and realise it and me as a person could be intimate or loved. I feel no need to come out as gay, lesbian, queer, or whatever the word might be best for me. I think this is because I don't know what I identify as, so I cannot 100% say to someone else, do I need to come out, or can I explore things more myself before I do? I start a new university for postgraduate study in September, and I want to be able to be more like me, potentially explore queer spaces and date, but I literally have no clue where to start. So I suppose my questions are, do I need to come out even if I don't feel ready or understand my own identity? And B, how do I go exploring my identity and queer spaces and dating?
Wow. I actually know the answer to this.
Holy
one.
Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, like, I wrote that email.
I know, I was actually like, Shannon.
I was like, me? Guys, can you like help
Hello?
Me with these crazy, like,
how old is she? What? 22.
Well, I just doing postgraduate, so I'd guess, yeah, I guess 22, 23.
About 22, 23. This is you. Genuinely, like, genuinely, boom, boom, boom. Wow.
Thoughts?
Well, first of all, we don't need a label, which is something I've also struggled with. So if you feel like you're not ready for that, just don't put that pressure on yourself because you're adding more pressure. But also,
you could just get a rainbow tattoo on your forehead,
right? And everyone will know. Get the little rainbow necklace.
Or a necklace, actually. Yeah,
I really felt that. The whole, like, I can't see myself with a man, but I find them attractive is so. Did you ever feel that when you were exploring your sexuality?
Oh, but I am attracted to men.
Oh, fair dues, fair dues. Because sometimes I think I'm attracted to men, but then I can't see myself settling down with a man.
I definitely do have that. Probably that's the dynamic I feel about them as well. But also, like, I think it's entirely dependent on the person. I think, like, I also think I'm so happy in my queerness now that I hate to say it, but there's a loss I feel when I'm in a straight relationship.
Oh, I hear that.
But I agree that you don't need a label. I would think a little bit about, like, what... is that it that you're just not sure, or do you have any aversion to a label? Because sometimes that, like, can be like shame, and you just got to check that that's not what it is. And if it is, maybe like have a think about why that might be. Because it sounds like you think you're queer, and like, or you're like figuring it out. And I think if that's not an okay answer in queer spaces, then they need to have a word with themselves.
Agreed.
But I think it will be, is my point. I think if you go to a new university and you're like, I'm figuring it out, people will be like, cool.
Yeah. You'll naturally gravitate towards those kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Maybe find queer spaces, you know, like, I don't know, queer book clubs. I'm still quite new to this shit.
I think university is a really good place to do it.
It is, to be fair.
Because there'll definitely be an LGBT group. There'll definitely be a student uni, and those are queer spaces. A union. Those are... Student unions are queer.
I reckon you could do this in an afternoon. There's a TikTok trend where all the family members line up and baby runs towards them and then that person disappears. Do you know what I mean? So like baby will like be like granny, grandpa, mum, dad, siblings.
Right.
And then baby hugs their favourite. And then at the end there's just two left and baby picks their favourite out of those two and the last one is the least favourite. So I would just do that like just a mixture of different
genders.
Sort of, like, genders, sexualities. I'd say, honestly, you're probably more truthful after a couple of shots. I'd get a little bit wacky.
That's so funny.
That's fun. That's fun. Holy shit.
Half a bottle of tequila. Play some fun music.
I don't support this.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of into it.
And then you run towards them. And whoever you pick first and whoever you pick last, that's your spectrum of sexuality. That's where you go from beginning to end. Right. And obviously people do change. And I'm not going back on what I said to you earlier. I'd say repeat every 6 months.
Oh, hello. Like a little MOT.
I was just going to say, that's the thing I will say.
I'd put it on TikTok because I think people would like it.
That is the one thing I will say is I do feel like there's this sort of weird like need to come to a resolution on your sexuality.
But you can within like, it's like 30 seconds, I think the trend is.
No. So my point is like, you can be like, I'm dating women at the moment and then see if that door opens again with men, then fine. But also, like, you don't have to make this decision anytime soon. No. I just think it's cool that you're like open to exploring.
If you want to be with a cat, be with a cat, open. You know, like, no one's judging anything.
Okay.
Open up your mind.
I would be judgmental of that. I think I
would.
A cat?
Sexually,
depends on
I'm
the cat.
Gonna say no.
Puss in Boots? Hello.
Oh my god.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my fucking god.
Hello, the hat and the boots? Keep those motherfuckers on. Hello. Yes.
And part of it is also because it's dad from Spy Kids, you know?
Yeah, Antonio Banderas just... made in a lab to seduce women.
I'll have a white Russian. White Russian, hold the rum.
Can I just please show you? That's so funny. Can I please show you the picture of my girlfriend on my phone?
Yes.
She's wearing boots.
Oh,
she's wearing
Puss in Boots.
That is Puss in Boots. You're dating Puss in Boots.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my god, I just got it. Pussy.
Yeah.
I didn't even...
Oh my god, is Puss in Boots the Last Witch a metaphor for lesbianism?
I guess
the
so.
Last Witch.
We made it so.
That's the second Puss in Boots
it
film.
It is the second Puss in Boots.
For anyone who doesn't know, which would be weird.
Which, yeah.
Because it is one of the best films of all time.
Should be
nominated,
yes.
It's incredible.
Cinema.
Incredible.
I loved it.
Oh wow.
It's so good. Genuinely, it's so good.
Okay.
Like, it really.
Well, listen, maybe another tip might be to like not see the same movie in the cinema 7 times, just like, to free up some time to meet lesbians.
Wow.
And that's just to the writer of the email.
Maybe that's...
That felt like an attack.
That genuinely... What if I met my wife on the 7th viewing? Do you know what I mean?
Did you?
No, but what if I did?
Just so you know, I will conduct your ceremony as the gingerbread man.
Oh my God. Do you know the muffin
man? I thought I couldn't love you more. Yes.
What if you met your wife today? Talking about puss and boots.
Oh my God, do you think so? Are we about to get married?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, nobody else cares as much about this movie.
I think everyone does.
This is too soon, but true. I just feel like it's the right time. And
Helen's being proposed to.
I know. Okay, we've been doing
Catherine,
this.
Play Beauty and the Beast by...
No, not
Andrew, the Celine Dion version.
Andrew, yeah, of course it has to be.
Andrew, sorry, we
want no
part of this. Celine Dion version, though.
Yes, I've got it, my favourite, obviously.
I know you
got this. You can do it. You can do it.
I feel like I should have taken a shot or something for the nerves.
Half a bottle of tequila.
I feel like we should be in a Pizza Hut.
This is so romantic. I know we've done about 3 gigs together, and it's early days, but I just feel like when you know, you know. And the first time I saw you grab that mic, this rush of just emotion, just pure emotion.
It makes sense that I'm here too, right?
I want to spend the rest of my life watching Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, with you, Helen.
Oh my God.
If you'll have me, will you be my wife?
Oh my God, get consent, Helen, consent.
Can I kiss you?
This is...
I'm calling my mom!
Oh my God, then you stop having the dress, the caterer, the venue.
He said my personality was too difficult, but it's not!
I can't believe I just got engaged.
I can't believe
it's an emotional moment. It so does. It's perfect.
It was never going to fit my finger, was it? It's so tiny.
I love you so much.
Oh my God, this is so romantic.
This is genuinely, okay.
I moved. Hey, B, have you considered just proposing to women you barely know?
Yeah. It's worked for me. I don't know what other advice to give you.
I don't even know if I'm straight.
Oh my God. I'm not joking.
Your lips are so fucking soft.
Oh my God, stop it. That is genuinely the best compliment you could have given me.
Oh my what God, we have
lesbians watching.
We
oh my
have
God.
Been Carmex, working Carmex. To chip away
yeah,
for
Carmex.
100 episodes, 101. The answer was Sharon. Right, Sharon turned Helen.
Well, Sharon and Antonio Banderas.
Well, that's to be cat. Expected, yeah. No,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Oh my God, I meant to like be reality.
No!
that's not the takeaway.
That's an awful realization to have after
that
all of this.
That you turned her to bestiality. I thought you turned her
gay. All these pigs behind you are suddenly turning me on.
It's starting to make sense.
Okay, the moment's ruined.
Back to the problem.
I think we solved it.
So do
the
sorry.
Would you like a new problem?
Let's just quickly say, you're going to university, join queer groups, join sports teams, join drama. What else is gay in university? Drama societies, student unions, football teams.
No, you can't have all of them as being a gay thing.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
No, there is.
Any sort of breeding
party, union
crocheting,
gay.
Any kind of arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, the knitting club.
Yes.
And the debate queer. Club will be gay. The film club will be gay.
Definitely. Comedy, if you have a comedy.
The comedy club will be gay. Is straight
so
men.
No.
Stop it.
Baby girl.
It
really depends.
Sorry. If there are women there, they're gay.
They're gay.
Have you seen CEX? The State of the Lads and CEX?
And I'm saying if there's a woman in there, she's
have you
gay
seen
as
the
hell.
People coming in and out of FOP? The shop FOP?
Okay, but
you're telling me that's a queer space.
I'm talking about people who are funding to make their first short film.
There we go.
They're lesbians.
They are lesbians.
Thank you.
They like women. They eat vaginas.
I'm so sick of this appropriation.
And yeah, I think that's it. Pretty.
Keep
much.
Out of ZZ's.
And
that's
don't
awesome.
Stress. Don't stress.
Yeah, don't stress.
It's all gonna be fine.
It's gonna
and
be
when
wild.
It happens. It happens. I didn't have sex until my early 20s. I didn't date anyone until my early 20s. Like, there's no rush. I feel like society plays a lot of pressure.
Best case scenario, you try it and you get to see boobs.
Which,
woohoo!
10
out of 10 every time.
Like me.
Woohoo!
I thought we got engaged before Catherine.
That's insane.
Does that mean we have to end the podcast now? What was the deal?
I've got to have a baby.
That was it. Baby marriage. Yeah, sorry.
And we'll do it live. A live baby.
A live baby.
Right, live streaming.
Yeah, ideally a live baby.
Live streaming.
Ideally.
How morbid.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why is that where your mind went too fast?
No problem, please, Andrew!
I'm
confident. Are you okay to honeymoon in Disney World?
We'll talk about that later, I think.
What?
Possum Boots.
You want a honeymoon in Disneyland.
It's called a sweetheart's honeymoon.
Are you a Disney adult? Oh, shit. Have I just opened something that I shouldn't have? Listen, I think they're very fun. And I love that they... Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Watching two people find out the core values of each other.
Stop. What do you mean by they're very fun?
I wouldn't call myself a Disney adult.
Maybe. Define Disney adult.
You know, define. Disneyland every year, Minnie Mouse ears, some Little Mermaid tattoo. Every room in the house is a different Disney theme. Shit.
Far, so Helen.
You should really see someone's place before you get married.
You should see someone's place.
Catherine, can you wrap it up? There's your ring back.
Oh my God, Sharon, thank you so much for doing the podcast. Everyone say thank you to Sharon.
Thank you.
She came, she got thank a wife, you. She lost the wife.
It's okay.
My God, what
all
a queer journey.
Work. All in a day's work.
Hey, Sharon. Thank you for coming. How are you
thank
feeling?
Thank you for having me. Oh my God, amazing.
I'm really sorry that Helen dumped you on
no,
air.
No, it's... Do you know, I think maybe it'll make me more
eligible.
We're
never going out.
Right?
Yeah.
Women love heartbreak.
Oh,
and
God,
I can
yeah,
use
now
that.
You've had a broken engagement.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Oh, that's kind of sexy.
That actually is sexy.
Yeah, I would be into that low-key, which is
yeah, me
awful.
Too. I'd have a lot of questions and I would
so
be intrigued.
Many. And I want to know all the answers.
Here's my question. Helen, get off your phone.
I want to show Sharon pictures of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for the love of God.
I can't
wait. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Sharon, where can people find you? And we know it's not Disneyland.
Oh my gosh. On social media, I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, what's your handle?
Sharon Wanjohi _.
How are we spelling Wanjohi?
Wanjohi.
Thank you so much. What about, are you on X?
Am I on X?
Twitter.
Oh my God, I completely forgot.
I know.
Crikey.
I know. Ugh. I wish X lived up to its name and it was in fact just a social media platform for
right.
your exes.
Oh. Hello.
Wouldn't that be
you're
so
not
fun?
Wrong, yeah.
If your bio had to be who you dated previously, that'd be so
messy.
Fun.
That's me
I
with
love
the castle.
That. But this is cute. This isn't giving Disney adult. It's giving a woman at Disney.
I've got Minnie Mouse ears on.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I take that back.
There's me with my best friends.
You are a Disney adult.
For the listener,
yeah.
I'm holding Lotso, Marie, and
that?
Sully.
Oh, I hate it. But I disengage from it.
Okay. I am on Twitter, sorry, Sharon Wanjohi, just Sharon Wanjohi.
Great. TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
Good for
at the
you.
Moment.
Protect your
I know,
health.
I should
protect
be though.
Your will.
This
will
is
get
me
on
pretending
I will.
To chase Remy.
I ironically really like that.
Dear God. And what about if
Aurora,
you want to see
if people me and Princess Aurora.
This is my opinion of you has changed.
I know, It's tough. Can people see you do shows?
Oh, yes. I'm doing a work in progress at Aberfest. The 1st of October, 6:30 at Bank. Bank
at
Bar.
Aberfest?
Yes.
Aber Comedy Fest.
Aber Comedy Fest. Yes,
Aber.
Sorry. I should
was
really...
Like...
Is it my accent?
No, not at all. But I was like...
I can never say the full thing.
I genuinely assumed it was more like... Like an actual ABBA.
Picture me and Catherine
imagine?
From last
so
Christmas.
Much fun.
Okay, so
do you remember saying
Wales?
That show? I cried
that
so
I
much that
be.
Night. Do you remember?
Yes. Wait, why? So you'll be in, can we focus? In Wales. Is that where ABBA is?
Yes, yeah.
Right?
In Wales, sorry, yes.
And then,
if
people want to see you in London?
Just follow me on Instagram. I usually upload where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be.
Yeah,
well,
I follow
that
Sharon.
It's jazz.
Really cool,
DM
actually.
Me. I don't know if you think, like you want to go for a drink or something. I don't
oh
know.
Oh my God!
Is that like poor four?
No, I love nobody has ever on this podcast
how
been like
wild.
DM me if you want a drink, but oh my God, you should be so lucky to go on a date with Sharon, so please do.
I love you.
And Sharon,
you.
I'm not sporty either, but I know a lot of the sporty ones, if that's
hello,
what you're into.
Yes,
okay,
much.
Great.
Okay,
well, we can
we'll
do
talk.
Some intros.
We'll talk.
Oh my God, I have a okay, great. I have a good
just
candidate
broke
for you.
Up.
What?
I'm even quick. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, but no, I really do have someone for you. Okay, fun. Guys, do we have any announcements? I have one, which is that on my website, catherinebohart.com, please could you sign up to my mailing list, because I have news coming early October. Yes. And also because I kind of want to get into mailing lists, as in like actually writing a proper letter to you guys. So please could you sign up, otherwise it doesn't feel worth my while.
You know what? Sign up to my mailing list.
Yeah.
18.
And yeah, and I guess that's kind of indicative of what our mailing list emails will be like.
You can sign up to my mailing list too.
Got there in the end.
Do you have a website?
I do not.
Good for you. God, we're so etching our dates into our website. Like,
I feel old school.
Join our mailing list.
See me on the stage.
Join our mailing list.
Join our chain letter.
I love it.
So send us a pigeon. Let us know by Telegram if you like the podcast.
Oh my God, please send me a pigeon. I would fucking love that.
That would be amazing.
Oh my God, send a pigeon. Post a pigeon into the trusty hogs offices.
No, good God.
Get her alive.
Yep. It would be dead. It would definitely be dead.
Not if it came from like next door or something.
Okay. Please give it up one more time for Sharon Wajoli, everybody.
I love you.
We'll tag Sharon in all of our posts. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to our executive producers. We don't know where we'd be without you. Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway and Matthew Thomas. We are so grateful.
We're so grateful. Thank you to our producers. Thank you Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Neil Redman, Victoria Hutchinson, Emma Walton, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, I'm doing so well with these names, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Amy, Emily G, Alex McPugh, Dean Michael, Glennis Wood. Oh, come on, Stephanie. Give me a break. Stephanie.
She said you can do Steffi if that's easier.
No, it's not. It's, I don't have a problem pronouncing Stephanie.
Stephanie's fine.
It's the second name.
Come on.
Stephanie Catracchia.
Catracchia, yeah.
Catracchia.
Give me a break.
Come on, Stephanie.
That.
Give me a break. Sophie Shivers.
And Andrew's like Steffi as if that's the issue.
Yeah, Steffi. If you can't
it's
do Stephanie.
Steffi, babe. It's just Steffi.
Sophie Shivers, Mark, and Anthony. Almost a clear streak.